Good morning. Welcome to our program this morning, and we're happy that you've taken the time to be with us again on this Lord's Day. Please open your Bible and your mind as we again continue to study the subject, the wonders of the Bible. We're examining the evidence that God has supplied in His Word that gives us the confidence that we can know and accept that the things that we read and the things that we study are truly found and given to us by God. This morning we want to examine the diversity of the Scriptures. The Bible has something for everyone. Every type of literature is contained in this book. If you like books of law, then the Pentateuch will be of something you want to examine. The books of Genesis through Deuteronomy deal with the law that was given by God through Moses to the nation of Israel, the law that was in existence for 1,500 years, commonly referred to as the Law of Moses. These are the books of law. Maybe you like history. That's fine. There are books of history. The books of Joshua through Esther are books of history, books that contain the history of the Jews as they grew as God's people. There are 12 books of them. And then there are books of wisdom, 5 of them, beginning with Psalms and Proverbs through Ecclesiastes. These are books of wisdom, books that were written in Hebrew-style poetry. And if you like that type of writing, then those books will appeal to you. You have a book of poetry by itself, the book of Psalms. These are 150 Psalms that were sung by the early Jews in their giving praise and adoration to God. What about human suffering? That's a problem that has existed with man since the beginning of time. There is a book dedicated to that subject, the book of Job. It tells us how man can remain faithful and committed to God, even when things are not going right in his life. And then maybe you like biographical stories. Well, that's all right. We have that contained in the Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This is the biography of the man, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And all of them are told to different audiences, yet all of them have details to give us a complete portrait of the man, the Son of God. Maybe you like war. Well, that's contained in the Bible too, in the book of Joshua and in the book of 1 and 2 Kings. The book of Joshua tells us of the conquest of the land of Canaan. And the book of 1 and 2 Kings tells us of the battles that God's people had in order to maintain and keep the land that was given to them by God. Maybe you like a love story. Well, there's one of those in the Bible too. It's in the book of Ruth, about a dedicated and courageous woman who by her faith kept the Jews from being exterminated. Maybe you like a story about courage. There is such a book in the Bible, the book of Esther. The book of Esther is about the courageous acts of a woman who rose to prominence as queen of Persia, but because of her dedication and commitment to God, was able to save her people. And then maybe you like books that answer questions, that give us understandings of the past. Well, what about the book of Genesis? The book of Genesis tells us of our origin. If you want to know about the beginning of anything, then you would examine the book of Genesis. What about books of prophecy? 31% of the Bible is written in prophetic form. Yet many of those prophecies can be found in the 17 books of the prophets that is contained in the Old Testament, towards Isaiah through Malachi. This final kind of information, prophecy, is the type of prophecy men cannot write. This is history told in advance. In Isaiah chapter 46, in verse number 9 and 10. Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10. Declare the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all of my pleasure. Calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country. Indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. This is the sure words of the prophecies contained in the Bible. They were fulfilled. they happen exactly the way that they were given. The prophecy of the Bible gives specific times and dates, names of people, names of kings, names of places. These are detailed prophecy, prophecies that are not general but very detailed, that men can examine and see the accuracy and the consistency of the prophets. There are 31,124 verses in the Bible. 8,352 of those verses predict prophecy. That means 27% of the Bible is prophetic. 21.5% is contained in the New Testament. What about messianic prophecy? There are 888 prophecies in the Old Testament. No less than 333 of those prophecies are centered on the person Jesus Christ. How many of them did he fulfill, by the way? Every one of them, in the exact detail. Micah said he was born in Bethlehem. Indeed he was. Isaiah said that he would be born of a virgin. Indeed, Mary was his mother, and she was a virgin. The Bible also tells us that the kingdom of God would be established in the days of the fourth world empire. Daniel told us that, and we see the fulfillment of that in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, when Rome was the national power, which was the fourth kingdom in the image that Daniel saw in Daniel chapter 2. In a book called The Science Speaks, there was a mathematician named Peter W. Stoner that selected just 8 of the Old Testament prophecies concerning Christ and the estimated odds of those being accidentally fulfilled are approximately 10 to the 17th power. Friend, that is 17 zeros. Here is an illustration to prove the point. Suppose we take 10 to the 17th power silver dollars and lay them across the face of Texas. They would cover all the state of Texas 2 feet deep. Now mark one of the dollars and put a black mark on the back and stir the whole mass thoroughly throughout all the state. Blindfold a man and tell him that he can travel as far as he wishes, to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south, but that he must pick up the one silver dollar that has been marked as the right one. What would be the chance of him getting it right? That's the same chances that one man would just fulfill 8 of the prophecies that were chosen by Mr. Stoner. Yet, Jesus did not just fulfill 8. He fulfilled every one of them, over 300 of them. This is one of the greatest evidences of the inspiration and the authenticity of the sacred scriptures. If I had to hang my hat on one thing that proved the validity of the claim that the Bible is from God, I would hang my hat on biblical prophecy. What is the theme of this wonderful book? The theme of this book is quite clear. It is the wonderful story of love, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus told the Jews in his day to search the scriptures, for in them ye think you have eternal life, and they are those who testify of me. John 5, verse 39. The theme of the scriptures is quite clear from Genesis to Revelation. The central character is Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, he is coming. In the New Testament, in the Gospels, he is here. And beginning in Acts to the end, in the epistles, he is coming again. That is the story in a nutshell of the Bible. He is coming, he is here, and he is coming again. Another thing that we can understand about the Bible is its power. It is the only book that can turn a sinner into a saint. It changes the violence of life into a profitable life. It takes a life that has no direction, no meaning, and gives it direction and meaning and substance. It is the only book that has that type of power. In Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also to the Greek." In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 12, the Hebrew writer would tell about this power. "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." And then in James chapter 1 and verse number 21, "Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive them with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save the soul." Think of the greatest power you can think of: nuclear energy, the rocket ships that are fired into space, the great power that we see in dams that generate electricity. None of them or all of them put together has the power that is contained in the pages of God's Word. It is the most powerful thing that we have in our hands. And last, there is no book that can provide the comfort that the book of the Bible does for those who have troubles. What would a preacher say at the funeral if he didn't have the Bible to use? What words of comfort could he offer? "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Those beautiful words of the 21st Psalm have offered comfort to countless millions who have faced the chilly waters of death. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13 through 18, it gives the comforting words that the end of this life is not the end, that there will be another stage of life that we will have, a place of rest. And it tells us at the end of verse 18 that we should comfort one another with these words. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And lastly, in Revelation chapter 21, in verse 3 and verse 4, we can read, "And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away every tear from their eye. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for all the former things have passed away." What a comfort it can give to the discouraged and the suffering person. Who can find such comfort in a book written by man? Truly, God's book is a book of comfort. We commend this book of wonder to you. It is the words of life. It is the words that can lead you to an eternal life and a relationship with Jesus Christ. Please consider it and read it and study it and obey it. Tune in again next week when we will continue to examine this wonderful book and the messages and hope that it can bring to our lives. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.